Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We talk about technology every once in a while on our show and how this everything we're about to talk about, if you're over the age of even 30, I would say, you're about to feel like the oldest human being on the face of the planet Earth. Because somebody put out a list of technology that people between the ages of 6 and 18, they hand them pieces of technology. And these people, the kids, look at it and go, what? I have literally no idea what this would be.
None whatsoever.
Technology has moved so fast. Yeah. When I was young, we had one TV in the house with no remote.
Yes. I was the remote.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to get up and turn
Steve,
the channel.
Get up. Turn
there
it to seven.
Go. Yes. Because we only had like five channels.
Yes. We had three, I think. I
yeah,
don't know.
That's right.
I think we had 2, 4, 7, 9. And then if you tried, there was some janky stuff on 12.
There you go. And a PBS channel.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
So now my kids have a mini TV that they walk around with. It's called an iPad.
Right.
They don't. And they're like, wait, I want to watch this movie and it should be out by now. And I'm like, you don't understand. I would like to see a movie. I'd have to wait till my parents had enough money. We'd have to go to the theater and sit down and watch. I don't want to be all cantankerous and old, but like you guys, like 18-year-olds, they don't understand a world without on demand. They don't.
Right.
They don't get it. And it's.
Uh-huh.
So here's a list of things that they handed these kids and they were like, what in the world is this? They handed them a pager.
Wow.
86% of the kids were like, I have literally no idea what this is.
I never had a pager. You were a pager guy because you're a technology guy. Didn't you have a pager? In fact, you would do, wouldn't you send message that you were able to figure out?
So I was a pager guy because I was a courier. I didn't get it, but then I ended up buying my own because we got so good at things. I wasn't selling drugs. You got that face like, it was only drug dealers who had pagers.
Exactly.
But like I had it like, you would put in your phone number is what you put in. And then you would hit dash, which was, I don't know, one of the keys would make a dash, like the asterisk key. And then like 911, which meant call me right away.
Okay.
Or 411 meant I have information. We did 145 was I love you. Cause it was like, I think it was because of the hand signal.
Oh,
one, four,
no way.
First finger, fourth finger in
one,
your thumb
four, five.
Was I love you. We had all these different codes for like, and then I was 69 was my driver number. So then everybody knew me as 69. So I would be like 69911 and people would know that I needed help doing.
You invented your own speak. You invented your own little
We were
language.
Doing text messages with 10 digits.
The predecessor to the actual look at
but
you.
Anyway, kids with pagers, they look at them like, I have no idea. They think it like might be a predecessor to an iPad or something, or an iPod.
I see that.
An overhead projector. I can't believe that people don't, but there's no use for it.
Right. We had them when we were, I think they were phasing them out when we were young.
Like, are we talking about the thing where
the
you write on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or are we talking about, what would they do if, do you remember seeing films on a film projector in school?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I would guess they have no idea what that is.
None. Or even film strips.
Oh, God. They would have no.
Yeah, I got to turn this.
Oh, my God. I forgot about it.
That's
and the audio was always all janky
it
from being played a million times. Like, oh, this is the North American otter. Oh, God, I remember those.
You nailed the guy, the voiceover guy.
A floppy disk. They have like I saw a video of this and they handed these kids and they're like they're just staring at it like
I was never good with the discs either. Yeah, that's
dude, I was programming computers.
You were into it and I
and
was
and now you would never use one. There's going to come a day where the little jump drives that we use every day, you're going to hand those to people and they're going to be like, what is that?
Because that kind of took the place of
absolutely.
The, okay.
Like the new computers, they don't even have your computer. We just bought our new MacBooks together.
Yeah,
it doesn't have any drives on it whatsoever.
It doesn't.
There's no CD writable. There's no floppy. There's nothing on it. A few more here. A cassette.
Yeah, I could see why kids would have no clue at all. They're like, what?
Somebody was just selling a CD Walkman on like the my neighborhood Facebook page, and people were like jumping through hoops to get it. Because it's like, this is awesome.
Wow, but kids nowadays are like, what?
You couldn't run with a CD. You couldn't even drive with a CD player.
Yes, because you the trunk, six CD changer.
Yes, I had the badass changer.
Yes.
Every bump, every lane change, like, and you have to pull the car over to eject. It was like, man, I could play six different discs. It doesn't work.
I got to get
but
out.
But I could if I was stationary. It was the dumbest
that really was.
Thing. That and to change your music, you had to get out of the car and pop the trunk.
Dude, real quick, do you remember they used to have the detachable face like stereos? Do you think if I took just the face of a stereo and handed it to a
kid? They would be like,
what the?
What is this foreign thing? It's like you decapitated a radio.
Right.
It's so dumb.
This is so weird.
Videotape is on here and typewriter is on here.
My God, that's
they
true.
They would have no would have idea. No... It's like, why does it have all the letters of a keyboard without a cord?
Yeah, right? That makes perfect sense.
You know, they're like typewriter collectors are making, like, Tom Hanks is a top, I've read this, and he's got like, he does, he has like,
yes.
The electric ones, the old school ones. My parents have one that type cursive. It's
what?
Like script. It's cool.
I've never even seen that.
I'll try to get it for
that's
you.
That's old.
It's so old school, but like you would sit there and like, if you hit two keys, they'd all like, stick together.
And you could, it's like. And then they went to the ball elements.
Yes.
The electric ones. You could take the ball element out and just toss it around. And then
yes.
Yeah.
I loved.
Yeah.
And then they made the thing where the ball would like go clear and you could go back and go like, bleh.
That's
like they kind of
right.
started to erase. All right. Everyone between the ages of 6 and 18 is tuned out to the old guy
right,
show at
exactly.
this point. There's more to the list. There's disposable cameras, rotary phones. If you want to see the whole thing, hit up the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.